5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This is About Space, America's return to space, with news and information on our U.S. space program. Is your host of About Space, David Denault.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. And About Space hopes you and your family enjoyed the Thanksgiving holiday together. Well, in just 18 days from now, and after many delays during its 25 years of development, the James Webb Telescope is scheduled for launch. And what makes this telescope so special? Well, join me and astronomer Derek Demeter next as America and the world is listening to About Space today. Are you ready to fly away on a dream vacation? For cruises and all-inclusive resort vacations, call D&D Cruise and Tours at 877-747-8631. That's 877-747-8631. And see us on Facebook, D&D Cruise and Tours, where your dreams become a reality. Welcome back. The James Webb Telescope is special. It will show us the universe just as it was 100 to 250 million years after its birth. Joining me is Derek Demeter, an astronomer and the director of the planetarium on the campus of Seminole State College in Sanford, Florida, just north of Orlando. Derek, tell us why we should be excited about the James Webb Telescope.
So James Webb Telescope is the next generation space telescope. It's going to be looking in the infrared because what we're going to be looking for with the James Webb is the ability to look for these small Earth-sized exoplanets that are far, far away. We're going to be able to measure and look at the heat dispersion, basically the amount of heat either being absorbed or released in the atmosphere of these very far distant planets. What we do know is that different elements, oxygen, different molecules like carbon dioxide and water and things like that absorb heat at different amounts. And the amount of heat that's dispersed or absorbed by these planets will tell us what kind of atmosphere we're looking at, how much of the atmosphere we're looking at. And again, that's the main primary mission of James Webb, is to look for these potential worlds that could be like Earth. And it's really, really exciting because, of course, that's the next step, right? If we eventually want to leave our solar system behind and go visit these extra planetary or extra solar systems, we're going to need to know which ones are worth our time, because there's a lot of candidates. And we really want to narrow down those potential worlds that we could actually visit. The area that I really like to focus on is this whole idea of the fact that we're going to be able to really find and actually really get a grasp of what's going on and what these Earth-like planets are really like.
Share my enthusiasm and yours about the opening of the planetarium and the shows that are going to continue through December. Is that right?
Yes. So we are reopening the planetarium. We are doing planetarium public shows on Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. The best way to find out about our shows is to visit our website at seminolestate.edu/planet, and you'll see our events and show calendar. And you can click on that and you'll see a list of all the different shows on each date. Starting next year, after the New Year's, we're going to be offering several of special events on Saturday nights. So hopefully we'll be doing star parties. We'll be doing special other events that we may have going on. So I'm really excited to finally reopen the planetarium. We've been closed since March of 2020 to the public. We've been doing virtual programs, but there's just no substitute to having people in those seats looking up at the night sky or looking at the universe and just being amazed by it.
Derek, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, David. I'm always excited to be here and talk space with you.
Derek Demeter, astronomer and the director of the planetarium on the campus of Seminole State College in Sanford, Florida, just north of Orlando. Hey, and be sure to check out that website. And About Space will have more on the James Webb Telescope as launch time approaches. And be sure to have your family and friends listen each Tuesday with me on About Space Today, and on Fridays, America in Space with Don Meyer from Florida's Space Coast. and follow us on Facebook for launch news updates at aboutspace.today. And our Tuesday shout-out goes to Virginia Beach and to all the military stationed there who enjoy our weekly programs. And to all our friends and listeners around the globe and here in the United States, thank you for listening. I'm David Denault, and this has been About Space Today.